No. Good evening and welcome to the regular council meeting, Tuesday, October 21st, 2025, the Village of CarMax, agenda 25-20. 7 o'clock, I'll call the meeting to order. We have a motion to adopt the agenda? Councillor Wheeler, the seconder.
1 second.
Councillor Mitchell, seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Doris.
Oh, hi, Doris.
Hello.
All right. Regular meeting, October 1st. But is the first? Listen to act. Okay. October 1st, 2025, a motion to adopt those minutes.
I'll make the motion.
Councilor Mitchell, seconder. Councilor Wheeler, all in favor? That passes. Thank you.
I have a couple of amendments.
Okay. Go ahead, Councilor Hanson.
Are we adopting the agenda or the minutes?
The minutes.
Okay, page 1, 5.1. I wasn't at the meeting, so I didn't second that motion.
Yes. Thank you for clarifying that.
And page 4, 8.2, there's a word at the end of the sentence. It says sit, and I believe it should be cite.
Okay, thank you. Is there another?
Nope, that's it. Thank you very much for your endurance.
So I'll say that again. Motion for October 1st, 2025 meeting. Do we have a motion to accept as
amended? I'll make the motion to accept as amended.
Okay. Councillor Wheeler, seconder.
1 second.
Councillor Mitchell, all in favor? Thank you.
Aye.
First CMP member.
So we'll be talking about the last month. We've been noticing a short drop in calls and amount of that school started again. Everybody was back in school, back to work. The number of files dropped significantly. If you compare last year to this year, you only have 4 calls and the difference in calls for service. It was all well-being checks, where we had more well-being checks than this year. Again, that's just concern for the family. I haven't seen them in a while, or they're on the bender, they're drinking for 3 days in a row and they haven't picked up their phone. Those kind of calls. Call for service involving alcohol is higher this year, and it's always a factor in our calls. It's pretty much 1 out of 2 call are alcohol related. We had 1 prisoner this month. We have court October 29th, 2025. It's going to be the new court for foreseeable future at Farrell. There was a concern about the safety for victims that couldn't attend the recreation center, and also your sexual offense, that's not the right place because we have the daycare over there, after school program, and lots of kids are all better suited for that. There's no after school program over there. Although charges and incarceration are sometimes necessary, they're not always the first or most effective option. This was demonstrated several times this month when members encountered toxic individuals who were either stranded in the community or displaced due to struggle with the addictions. Members worked to find suitable accommodation and provided courtesy transport to safe locations to prevent potential issues. Members continue to maintain a strong presence at the local lounge and routinely check in with the patron to ensure they have safe transportation back home. So we had an incident where people from Whitehorse were going there. They went there for medical, came back. They were drunk in the vehicle. Parents were just fed up of them acting up. They kicked them out, kicked them to the curb at the pet center with only $5 in their pocket. We tried to get them to safe location. Again, they didn't commit any crime, so there's no point of arresting them and putting them in drug tank for no reason if they're not down. We try to always relocate people if they're intoxicated. And paramedics is not really a problem where like you have ongoing problems with drunk people staggering around the town. Also, yeah, some people they just couch surf in the community and then they get into short arguments with their landlord and then they get kicked out of the house. This one, the detachment responded to serious collision, including a suspected medical incident that resulted in a rollover near Brayburn. Working alongside fire and emergency medical personnel, RCMP member assisted in extracting the mortars trapped in their overturned vehicle. Thankfully, all involved were safely brought to care. Road safety and the police visibility remain a strong focus with members conducting 142 patrols and logging a total of 166 hours of patrols on the road. Again, it's always, we always get the complaint that, oh, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Why don't you go and do traffic on the road right next to the recreation center? It's not a priority. Like it's dead end road. And also,
Counselor.
Senator Trump.
Okay. Okay.
And just when you're short members, it's hard to spread ourselves thinly everywhere. We try to please everyone, but we can't catch everything. With a lower call volume this month, the members were able to increase their community presence and attend several local events, including the School's Truth and Reconciliation Ceremony and Barbecue. Member also participated in a school breakfast program multiple times throughout the month, conducted the regular foot patrols, and gave a presentation at the job fair. Corporal McNeil was fortunate to visit the Little Salmon Hunt Camp at the just at the right time to try bum guts. The welcoming atmosphere shared stories and generosity of those present were sincerely appreciated. And we did have one individual that was expressing a lot of a interest in joining the RCMP. We also have the ITPTP program. So that's if you're over 19 years old, First Nation, and you're interested in joining the RCMP, you can do a mini depo. So it's 3 weeks. They show you how to do everything. It's just an exposure. It's not going to come out of the program being a fully passionate member. But it's good exposure to see if you want to join the RNB. We'll be looking at for people application. Every year I try to book people that talk about joining the RNB, but again, glad they don't end up going forward with the application. Notable occurrences, a male from Australia contacted the RNB at CarMax detachment after receiving a satellite message from his partner, who had capsized or canoe during a solo trek along the Yukon River. Using the provided GPS coordinate, member deployed by boat, jet boat located the female and successfully brought her to safety. Yeah, she just capsized. Up north was able to recover the canoe, and she was brought back to Dashboard safely. The second one is response. Sorry. In response to a public report, an intoxicated male was located and arrested after attempting to enter several vehicles. The male stated that his dog could detect narcotics and that he wanted to test his theory himself. He was later released after sobering up and regaining his faculties.
There's a new member.
Yeah. No. No.
Thank you, Greg.
Do you have any questions? Concerns, or anything
Well,
you want to address?
a thank you to obviously RCMP and CarMax Fire, CarMax EMS members for, there's a lot of calls on the highway for the emergencies, and thank you for everything that you're doing out there.
Thanks. And a couple McDaniels on the path leave for the next 3 months. So if you have any concern for this month, I'll be acting, and next month in November, it's going to be a possible hobby.
Okay.
Yeah, if you have a, and again, doesn't mean that one is acting, the other one is trash. If you have any concern, feel free to approach any one of us, and we'll try to help you or guide you in the right direction. Provide some guidance.
Okay.
Anything else? No questions? No concern? No.
Keep loving good work.
All right.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks, Rick.
Oh, Ron was trying to stash that on with
Did I end up with a new code or no? Not to me. So we're gonna move new and unfinished business JDS up. We get a motion to move it under delegations, amend the agenda. For Ron.
I'll make a motion to amend the agenda to move the JDS waste disposal up to delegation.
Second?
Oh, second.
All in favor? Thank you. Ron Garshore, welcome.
Thank you. Council, Mayor, Adventure.
We're looking. Did you want to bring it up on the screen for us, sir, Prince?
Please. 24, page number 24.
Page number 24. So let me pull up the info here, Ron.
No problem.
Doris, if you're following along, it's page 24.
Okay, got it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Welcome, Ron.
Thank you. First, I hope I'm in front of you a lot more often in the future. There's a lot of projects we won't talk about tonight, but major housing and some major projects that we see great opportunity working together in the community, LSCFN, and that. For those who don't know, I'm the CEO of CarMax Development Corp and the president of NACU Construction, which is 100% owned subsidiary of CDC. Right now, and why I'm here is we have had a trucking and involved with the mill takedown with JDS, and as well as we negotiated with Cernak that the road, whether you're a miner or you're hunting or you're going up that road, that it's really needs some upgrade, and so we were able to with local businesses here negotiate the replacement of a lot of the culverts and upgrade the road a bit. And yeah, and for those who know Joe Isle, works, lives, he sent me an email and said most of the hunters I talked to have not seen the road this good, so whatever you're doing, so we're happy because it's creating local employment and it's a good project. So the waste, how we got involved, and just I think before I start, let me give you an update with Lee Bodie, right? He's unfortunately took the shortcut, and it turned out to be a
Speaking of solid waste, yeah.
And Lee and some of us are getting a little too old to fall over and trip. And so anyways, he's at Vancouver General. He did have some bruised ribs, and they had to operate. I don't know if it's his pelvic bone or his hip. He needed a little bit of screws and all of that, which happened yesterday. He's recovering now, and then we should know, if not tonight, tomorrow, when he's going to be coming back. But he's going to be okay, and all will be well with that. The start of this, how I got involved, they talked about 10 loads of waste that they were bringing, and I don't think they told anyone it was a 54 foot with 8, 10, 60 cubic meters. That's a truck. Well, that's not a truck. A dump truck, 20 cubic meters. What they said is one load is really three loads in total. That was number one. But when they brought one load, there they had not cut or anything. They had some plastic pipe, and it was 20 foot long, and it was just a little overwhelming in that. So we got involved because we're one of their partners here, and working with Prince and your whole team, Jan and Max, which I want to compliment your staff, very professional. It's been fun working on these sorts of things, because remember years ago they used to call me a fixer, and we just need to fix this problem. So what we agreed is we got JDS to pay for an excavator, which has happened today, to take all that pipe out, and we're cutting it into 10 foot lengths. It's about 40 to 50% done, all the pipes out of the waste site, and then we're going to work out with your management team, where do you want us to put it, how do we do it. The other thing in which we had a couple of good meetings, Kyle Gonder, who's I think a VP of Gonder or of Norco. They do the Whitehorse landfill. They do Carcross, and they're good. So I said to this young new interim CAO, let's get some people who know what they're doing. This isn't, I like bringing my garbage here. I don't know enough about running one of these places. So he was very helpful. And what we worked out was, number one, Jan mentioned, and Max, they need to level the area. So we've had our loader. He's probably 70% done. Of extent, we brought over a lot of material and made it larger level, because you're just the way it was, Jan wanted it up. So we've got that done. There's a little more bumps when you back into the area, and we're getting that first thing in the morning, and we're done that part. And that'll be all kind of, as how do you make lemonade out of lemons. The other thing was on price. We talked to JDS. They said, well, $650 a load. I said, that isn't one load. So they figured out the amount of cubic meters. It's three loads. So what was recommended or agreed to, your interim CEO said, well, at least for the first couple loads, we agreed to, I think we'd put forward 25 to JDS, and 2250 was agreed on. So, which is nice. If they do 10 loads, which is really 30 loads, that's 22,000 500 in fees, plus a little bit of a help. What they also agreed to do is, we have Kyle, who's one of our subcontractors on the hill, is to provide advice, and what he's willing to do is a bit of a report. For example, great, you got the waste pail coming in, but if you had like a track loader in there, you need some equipment, and the municipal affairs at all should be paying for it, right? So that was his first observation. So mine to JDS is, we'll get with Norco, and let's help the village in terms of the development, help out on the waste management side. You got some good people in there, but guys like Norco have been, they know what to do. The other thing is, of those loads, which I think as of today, I don't know, tonight they got maybe two loads in, two truckloads, not the 30, because right now they got a few trucks. And I had a good chat with your guys there. That's one truck with the pup. That's two trucks with that monster. It's three trucks, right? But on that, what we've done is we've taken D7, had it mowed over there. So what we do is we get a couple more loads tomorrow, We agreed we'd run it all down, like compacting, and then we can take that garbage in there. You know, they were talking in total there 30 loads. We'll keep signing and see what that is. But until that's done, and then when I talk to Kyle, we're going to get him up again to talk about, you know, should we be developing another cell? How do we, when I say we, I always say we when I'm a community guy, you know.
Because that was the question, right, when we heard about how much tonnage was coming. It's like, well, we just had an extension made to that landfill. So yeah, there's a bigger area and what that looks like. So that might be a conversation on what, where and what that will might look like.
Right. And we want to have that in the sooner or later. It's kind of, you know, the old supply and demand. They need, you know, your regional landfill. But I told the guys, you know, a lot of them are from the south, they haven't, you know, I said, these are little landfills, this is a little village, you show up with a truck like that, we go and then you dump all your 20-foot lengths in it.
Yeah.
You're just, you know, so anyways, they're and I think that's why they asked me to come here, and you know, because we're working it out, and we got local equipment and that on there. And a shout out, we had to need it about 20 or 30 minutes. A shout out to Castle Rock, we're working out a little arrangement. They had a bigger time, we needed a little more depth. So I just want to, I just the one thing before Lee hurt himself, and we had a good discussion, and I was even going to bring him on, but I said, Lee, you need to rest. And if I needed Kyle in, but you know, I mean, you know, it's a regional dump, et cetera, but I think we can help in its development a little. Let's get the boys up top, pay for it. So that's, I think it's gone well. We're going to leave the D7 over there for now. We've got our loader over there right now because we're still finishing up a little bit of work. And we're going to need, I think, Kyle and Norco to say, okay, you guys are going to fill this. How do we build another one? And I was talking to Kyle about that in terms of depth. You got a great large area, but how deep do you go? You know, what should be happening? And Kyle had some ideas that I've asked him that we need to put something together and put before your council of how to move forward. And our objective is to get the boys. We got equipment around town. Let's get the boys up the hill to do a real nice donation as you move forward on waste management.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. So
yeah, so I'm there, and then I'm going to set up another time to come and meet with you all on we have lots of things that we see between us all. We need to work together, you know. Yeah. Over and above, we got the housing major project. We
bring them on, build more.
Oh, I know we've been we were meeting on that today, and we've got a lot of projects that we want to get going. You know, what we waited for is November 4th. What's the budget going to say?
Yeah.
You know, can we, you know, are we going to do a mix?
All the time.
Well, it's, you know, right? I was called the 5 P's. Politicians make promises, and promises become policies and programs, and then there's procedures, and then we get some new things. And I think it's important right now, because if they press hard on the modular, you know, do we build?
We just need that other P, the permit.
Oh, I know. Good one. We'll add that. The 6 P's. This goes back a long time ago in Alberta. We always came up with these. So we have great hope on that, and we're looking at also, is there a combo? If there's great, you know, if the Prime Minister comes through with his whole modular concept, because you have only so much capacity, and we're in a, see, when I say we, the CarMax community, you're in a bit of a boom time. We got lots coming down.
Right.
And if we get some extra funding for, maybe we can do some modular, which would be, you know, let's get the first pilot on the modular. There's a lot of modular in Western Canada, as well as construction.
Yeah.
Because it's capacity. So I'm going to come and talk to you all about that, but I won't keep you tonight, but it's an honor to be here. You got a great group that worked with us on this. I had four of our folks over there, LSC, and along with Rob Cochran, who used to work with you all. They're all having fun. It's enjoyable to work together with the village.
Yeah, it's we're starting into a season where we're starting to plan for stuff. So, but the housing one is the top of the list right now. So keep that in mind that any of those development permits come across the desk right now is helping us to get us to the next stage of our funding.
Excellent. Well, what we'll be doing is we will be I'll be talking to Prince and getting us booked because I want our CFO and some of our other advisors on this major. We're looking at, potential 32 units here. And we have about three or four others. We do want to mention to the council, we have a couple acreages that a fourplex would be sweeter than two, and we want to talk to you about some of those ideas as well.
Perfect.
So we'll arrange that with your administration, and
Thank you.
nice to be here.
Thank you for coming
Invite
in.
us anytime.
Music to our ears about that.
What's that?
Music to our ears about that.
And he always walks his dog, so I get to yell at him across the street and we talk. That's our nice to see you all.
Good seeing you.
Right on, Rob.
Thank you, Mayor. Council. Thank
Gonna...
you, Madam.
Thank you.
Keep having hope. Thank you. Okay.
Moving on, correspondence.
I gotta go back.
I can't go.
Yeah, you gotta
Yeah.
go. Casino mining. Did you want to talk on this one, Prince?
So this is the correspondence letter they submitted. Yes,
Okay, so casino mining project environmental and CECO economics effects statement submission. So they're just saying that they're submitted to YESIB. It's a panel review process. The most rigorous form of environmental assessment under the Yukon Environmental Act. So sounds like they're making progress forward. The next steps. Thank you, Sandeep, the president and CEO, and Sheena Shah for that update.
Just
AYC priorities, Yukon Liberal Party response to President Hanchar's from Association of Yukon Communities letter. This is the follow-up.
Yeah, so AYC sent all the parties the same questions.
Yeah.
I'm assuming this is just the first response. I don't remember what the questions are.
Municipal infrastructure investment, municipal
Yeah.
financial
If
sustainability,
it
affordable housing and lot development, community safety, emergency preparedness. So thank you, President Hanchar of AYC.
needed. Oh, sorry.
Council activity reports, Councillor Hansen.
I attended the Arctic Winter Games barbecue, and that's about all I've done. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Hansen. Councillor Mitchell.
I've got nothing to report.
Councillor Wheeler.
Other than spending more time at the arena than I ever have since it was built, it's great. But I have nothing else village-wise.
Thank you. My report. Just give an update on the process of hiring the CAO that we've finally made shortlist for four candidates to be re interviewed, and that will be in the following weeks of those interviews. And so hopefully we have a candidate selected after these interviews. Other than that, I don't have anything else to report other than thanking the admin staff, obviously here, Public Works, and everybody for everything they're doing as the weather changes and preparing. I know there's a lot of construction going on, like Ron said, at the landfill and everything. And I just want to thank well, obviously the public too for their patience and staff for everything they're doing. We'll move on to CEO report.
Okay,
Chris.
For the CAO board and board engaged in the joint council meeting with LSCFM tomorrow at 5 p.m. at LSCFM Council Chambers. Yes. And next regular council meeting will be November 4th, 2025. Regarding the project's circular material EPR program. Following council's approval, the village has signed the master service agreement and statement of work with circular materials. They will be doing the training and rolling out the promotion stuff starting November 1st. Okay. And the next one is housing accelerator fund. So under the first phase of oft-quoted housing development grant, the village has approved 10 housing units for funding support. Draft grant agreements have been prepared for all 10 approved units and are currently pending signature from respective property owners. Once the agreements are signed, construction work on the housing units can commence and the funding will be released by village in accordance with the agreements.
Sure.
So, scale project at landfill, YG and Castle Rock continue to move ahead on their schedule. The scale have been installed, it was received last week. And now they are just doing that some IT work connecting with the computer and stuff. And the training will be after the setup. It will be arranged by the Wayscale company, and we will be having all our employees to get that training.
Okay.
Arena ice, the plot ice is up and ready for the season with October 8th marking the first day of operation. Thanks to Jerson and George for their hard work and dedication in getting the arena prepared and keep it running smoothly.
Yes, thank you very much.
And the administration report wise, right now we are dealing with funding and reporting by the funding that we already got in the past. And yeah, I did reporting for tourism and culture and from green jobs that we got the funding for the summer jobs. Recycling center, a new depot permit will be required because of the EPR and circular materials. So I just submitted the application for the new permit last weeks ago. And landfill agreements for the draft regional agreement and lease agreement is in the draft process, and all the municipalities, including CarMex, is reviewing internally for signing. Yes. And CCBF, we have been working closely with CCBF to ensure all reports and contracts are up to date. We signed the amendment today. And reporting has been completed for finished projects, so the CCBF can close the projects from their side. So it's all just maintaining accurate funding balances for the village of CarMex for the CCBF part. Fire Smart project. The village has received the transfer payment agreement for the Fire Smart project from the government of Yukon. This project is out for RFP from October 15th to October 28th. We didn't get anybody for the application yet, but we are hoping for the best. Last year it was delayed due to the administration changes, but this year we make sure that this go on time so then the contractor will have enough time to clear up the area.
Right.
Through this one day.
Thank you.
I have all the RFP and the contracts ready. So if somebody will put or come with the application,
Okay.
so it should be ready to go. And that's everything what I wrote.
Do you have an update on the street lights?
Oh yes. So ETCO guy, Mitch got back to me, so he sent us the new quote. It was a little bit high, I think, because of labor and material changes and the winter too. So we process the payment and drop off the check as the Canada Post was not working. So hopefully I will be here from him soon.
So what kind of timeline is he projecting on that?
He said it while we will process the payment because they need to get the we signed all the papers, waiver and everything. So as soon as I think he can get us on the line, we are in the line for sure now. Yeah. It will be 10 new lights and six for the fixing the lights, six of them to LED.
Anybody have any questions for Prince? Thank you, Prince. Recreation report. Chanel Johnny talks about staffing here. We've hired a senior program leader. Additionally, we offered two on-call positions to the next qualified candidates. It says in the hiring process so far, one on-call staff member has been hired. We're looking for another. Just looking for additional support to cover programs, events, general operations as move into the busiest season. Facility rentals, obviously, like Councillor Wheeler saying, the programs like hockey are back and curling, I see, is ready on Mondays. So yeah, they're getting busy. Talks about the arena and ice updates. The hot water issues. Yeah, huge thanks to George and Jerison for doing what they do best at the rink and getting everything operating. And another thank you to Jake Hansen for supporting them. It's a huge help. I know we talked about this before in the report about the resurfacing of the curling rocks. I guess they're working on how that's going to get sent to Edmonton. So, yeah. Just talks about the programs they've posted online, the schedule for their rink and the hours of for the fitness center and everything. So Viren has started his fitness class. So yeah, everything's happening at the rec. Funding updates. She says she has lots of funding apps out. Several funding applications are out. She's talking about including the New Horizons for Seniors program here. Yeah, that sounds interesting. They should be asking that one. Active Yukon after school. Obviously, she's got approval for that. It's a huge help for the community. You know, it's relieves a lot of pressure for after work stuff. She goes on here to talk about facility improvements. She's talking about getting quotes for a full repaint and what the issues were with the previous paint job, what was happening there. I know there's
There's more
expensive.
issues than just it being fluorescent green
Well,
with yellow trim.
yes, there's other things, but she's also talking about like we've had before in her reports about the top ceiling tiles and things that really need to be fixed up there. It's just busy all the time in certain areas. So yeah, thanks Chanel for continuing to improve the facility. She does go on here to talk about the parking lot and her concerns about the drainage, as we've said before, about looking at trying to pave the parking lot and keep that in good repair for doesn't matter what season it is. But I do hear her on what her concerns are about the water damage and what happened to the previous rink and the heaving. So, yeah, thank you, Chanel.
Is there a greeter look?
Yeah. Okay. Association of Yukon Communities, Representative Councillor Wheeler.
There is a AYC board meeting and strategic planning session November 28th and 29th, I think. We'll have it on our calendar. I'm pretty sure those are the dates. And then the AGM will be May 7th to 11th in Watson Lake. And that's pretty much it. Other than there's an in-camera AYC email.
Okay.
I'll discuss in camera.
Thank you. Okay. Bylaws. Proposed amendment to bylaw number 291-23-1, 2025. I'm reading that right here.
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to speak on this?
Yeah, so a little bit of background for this one. As we all know, that there is a fee scale that the landfill is installed, so we have to change the fee schedule for the landfill. And this is the proposed amendment. And it's considered with the Whitehorse fees and the other municipalities, what they are charging. And we have additional back tax system that they don't do for the residentials. So
just
mostly it's the process how it's gonna go, the back tax system too.
Okay, so can you explain that a little bit? What we're looking at with the fees and how they work. And so as it says down here, you give the schedules of what you're saying, but your recommendations down at the bottom. Recommendations. Okay.
This amendment modernized COMEX landfill rate structure by implementing grayscale tipping fees once the new grayscale is operational.
Okay.
It replaces per load language with per ton charges and updated schedule accordingly.
Okay. So like in that general statement, but it's not specific to like household users being weighed. Like, is there a definitive difference, like when you pull up, you know, that you're not just every vehicle gets weighed.
So when, for example, somebody come up with the 4 bags, like household garbage, so they will be paying like sorted or unsorted wise. If it's sorted, according to bag tax system, it will be $2 per bag, then they will pay $8.
Yeah.
If they already have the bag tag from the recycling, when they do the recycling, they will get the bag tag, 1 bag tag per recycling bag.
Mm-hmm.
They can redeem that one too. So they don't go for the rescale. But if it's at one point, if the residence is coming with more than 10 garbage bags, and they can redeem up to 10 garbage bags at one point. After 10, it's up to the landfill attendant if they can't like count or see what's in there, so they can ask them to go to the...
Okay, so like let me clarify that. So if somebody pulls up and they have 20 garbage bags and they have 20 bag tag tickets, they're still good? Or...
So we have... Because they can't count the 20 bags.
Because it's hard to tell how many is in there?
Yes. 10 is... It's the recommendation, so okay. They can change it.
So as it reads in here, just clarifying, like, any load exceeding 10 loads shall be processed, charged through the landfill weigh scale. So they'll be weighed at that point.
Yes.
Okay.
And weight should be the same as
As the price
the
as what
brand
the
name.
bag tag is
Yeah.
worth.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's like 15 bags in there and it's
Yeah, you're paying
20,
for what it is.
yes, it might be less with the weight than the
Wow.
Sure. I just don't know if this is the way we have to do it, though. I don't think we can.
You're saying amendment? It's got to be
Yeah, I think it's got to be almost a new bylaw if
yeah,
we're doing
rescind
it.
and
And then it would be rescinded after the third reading.
yeah.
Do we got to do a public consultation on this?
Yeah. The fees
The
schedule
fee schedule is not
not good.
attached to the bylaw anyway, because you can change fee schedules.
The fee schedule is a little bit all over the map from what I'm looking at,
Yeah.
for what things cost.
I'm happy about the 10 bags though, because I have three that need to go, and I would feel guilty about that. Like, if I have more than two at a time, I feel bad.
Persona, Councillor Hanson, do you have any comments on this?
Yes, I was just curious, is there a charge for less than a ton? Is there a price listed for something less than a ton? Because if you have 15 loads of garbage, it's going to be less than a ton, I would think.
Yeah, so you're saying how the units are scaled is in tonnage, and you're saying if there would be a lower cost from that. I think that it's the price is based on like a minimum, so like whatever it be, that minimum up to the ton.
So
That would be a fixed price.
there will be another price for something less than a ton, but more than 10 bags.
Because it would probably weigh like half a ton, it would be
Yes,
half the price.
half the price. It will, the system
Okay.
will do the calculation. If somebody has, for example, 500 kg,
Yeah.
it will be half of the price.
Okay,
If
so it's.
somebody has like 100 kg, then it will be 1/10 of the price. Like for presidential, it says 140.
Yeah.
If somebody is like having 100 kg, then it will be $14
Right.
for that 100 kg.
So the scale system tells you based on a percentage of the
Yes.
weight what it'll cost you.
Yes.
Okay,
Yes.
that answers everything. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but if somebody will have like 30 or 40 kg, then it will be minimum $6 for the weight scale and
All the process. And that will be all stated. Like in a So this is going to go to the public just
yes.
to explain how that works. Okay, you can work on the pricing. I just had some questions on
Yes.
more of the larger scale ones where it's like 300, then for construction and demolition sorted 300, construction and demolition unsorted $50 extra. Like,
This is for the commercial.
yeah,
This
I
is what.
believe it should be a more of a fee for unsorted because you can't control what is in the unsorted piece. Like, it's should be cost more because you're trying the incentive is
Yeah.
for to get them to sort it, right? So
350 is not enough. Yeah.
350 is not a call. Yes.
I just matched the what's the difference with the other municipalities. They have like $50 or
Yeah.
$80 something.
It just
Yeah, we
doesn't
can
tell me here that you want them
do
to
sort
sort it.
of.
I understand that there's some projects that are harder to sort the
Yes.
garbage than others in construction, like concrete and stuck to other materials, but yeah. See, any more here thought? No, I think that's it.
I just see I missed one commercial on solid waste.
Oh.
So it will be under commercial in the second number.
Commercial solid waste.
Like unsorted solid.
Okay.
This is for the sorted.
Okay, so there'll be another line under commercial solid waste unsorted.
Unsorted.
Okay. Anybody else have any other questions?
Well, just to my first question is clean wood brush organics per ton free sorted load. And you go down here and it says brush composable material $75 a ton.
So
Why not residential?
one's commercial contractor and one is residential.
Residential one is free. But for the commercial one, sometimes they throw like more so that our public works guys has to go and deal with that.
Okay, so
I understand.
understand that part,
Yeah.
but
It just looks weird that.
in the past, when a commercial vehicle brings enough brushing in there, they have the option to be responsible to move it, right?
Yes.
And not be charged,
We can put it like that too.
right?
That's what I'm trying to get at,
Right.
if someone, I have a feeling that's going to be a kicker. Someone's going
Like as the consideration from public works, they said 70% of the, they just throw it and they don't do their part of
But
it.
it, I understand what you're saying, so
Yes.
Because some of them are leaving quite a mess up there. I mean, you can't even get your house. They dump 30 feet from the edge. And this isn't just, I'm talking even garbage. Like, what I'm getting is, some, can someone monitor that? Like, too bad there wasn't a camera there that the lady in the front could see them. Have you been to the dump and see what people are doing? They're dumping their load. Like, if this is the edge, you can't get back. If you're the second person coming in sometimes, you can't get in. They've dumped their whole trailer. You can't get to the berm. And it's,
relying on somebody pushing it back.
yeah, they just want the village guys pushing it. And it says dump over the berm, and people aren't listening to them.
Okay, so maybe like through this kind of thing, what like Ron was talking about is like some of these procedures and helping us define maybe that edge of that dump isn't adequate for them, maybe their comfort to be dumping like that or whatever, but maybe there's something there that can be looked at. Like what you're saying, because I do know that the guys go up there a number of times during the day to push stuff in
But it's
there.
making a lot of work for them.
Yeah, I understand that.
I don't want to say anything bad, but it's just like people got to help. But anyway, I won't rant on. And the other thing is, are we going to try to be like Whitehorse where we get away from plastic? We're talking about these bag tags. Actually, drive me nuts. I'd like to see that. The biggest thing that happens is the garbage is dug up from our guys or whoever or the animal, and then the bags are in the trees. Why are we pushing bags? I've been on this one for a long time. I was when
Bags, bags like
no,
garbage.
get rid of garbage bags, period. Like Whitehorse went to garbage bag. They all their garbage cans are there's no garbage bag. You
Right,
just
yeah.
dumped the can.
You need to bag the garbage.
Yeah.
Like, there's
As
no
someone who
point in
has to
coming.
bring my garbage to the landfill in my truck, I don't want it in not bags. Because if someone else is picking it up and picking up a garbage can, fine, but I don't want to be dealing with a bunch of garbage leaking around in the back.
That would be different.
No, I'm not
But
talking about, no, it'd be in a can still.
I
I'm not
understand
talking
that,
about throwing
but
it in
I
the back
think
of the
just
truck. But how am I going to pick?
process of what you're talking about is a little different from what our situation is right now, is because some people have to bring their garbage to the
Yeah.
dump. Some get contracted garbage pickup, and the way that they're picking the garbage up isn't necessarily in a garbage truck that compacts it to
Yeah,
bring it
work
to
and
the landfill,
get up.
right? You know what I'm saying?
No, I understand. Just
Maybe this regionalization, the landfill process of where we're at right now, will navigate us to possibly being able to do that. Right.
And then the second question is, us guys that don't use bags, are we getting turned away?
No, so because you're by the can size. You're by the size.
Remember, I said you better check into that. We've been turned away.
Yeah, no, it's by the size.
It's not in the bag, it's not accepted. I'm so just like, what do you mean it's not accepted?
Prince is working on some funding, if you want to say.
I understand you want to bag it. I don't. I just go in the can, I'll dump it.
Prince is working on some funding that can give us some training on being able to look at what the garbage is, of what people's in determination of what it is, where it goes, how to accept it, and that type of process is what he's.
But bringing a bag or a can, I don't.
It says it specifically right in there that you can bring a can up to a certain size and what the price is. So no matter what happens up there, if you go up there and you're having issues, I would reach out to Prince.
Okay.
Prince be able to handle that part of that.
So this is one for the fourth time I brought this up now.
With the bag tags, I don't actually stick them to the bags because half the time they don't stick. I hand them to.
That's right.
I hand
they're
them.
Like a, they're like
it's an like exchange. Yeah, it's like almost like my payment. I'm like, I have 3 bags of garbage.
$2 bill.
And then I hand the bag tags to them. And then next time I buy them, and they hand me probably the same ones back.
So let's get back to this bylaw here. So what's going to happen? We're going to open the bylaw up so that it can be. Well, we're giving you feedback right now. Do you want to come back with?
Because I think it has to be, if we're going to give it the 3 readings, I think it has to be like a.
That's right.
It'd be almost the same bylaw, but it would have to have like the dates of like whatever 25, and it'd be like a new bylaw. And that,
I just sent it. No, I got the community sub Samantha. Yeah. I just asked her for this one.
She said,
just amend.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we can open it to.
Because we will be putting all the fee schedule in the fee schedule bylaw that will be all together, but it needs.
Yeah.
But this one is like we need right after the fee scale. It will be.
Is it just the fee schedule that's changing, or is it like, is there anything else in the actual bylaw?
No. Just the fee schedule, and I just explained the bag tag system.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was
as part of the fee schedule.
Yes. So that's how it will be redeemed or how we can get it.
Okay. I thought there's actual changes to the bylaw. That's
well, there is. There's other lines here. It says about the weighing of bags and stuff like that.
That was that's in the fee schedule and like the.
That's right in the. Oh, yeah. I guess that's attached to the. The schedule, I guess, page 4. Just talks about the procedure of it.
I think the ways are that's what it's written down in on the bag tag that we have right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's $2 for the sorted, and if it's the contractor bag, that will, that same tag will be used as $4.
Yeah.
But if it's unsorted bag, then it's $5. If it's recycling and composting, all together.
And everything else.
Okay. I just put some exception for the 10 bags during the community events, or if we have the one free day for cleanup and in a year, like we did this year. So it will be up to the Public Works General Manager for such community cleanups, events, or other approved special circumstances. Mm-hmm. It can be more than 10.
I think that's in the bylaw too, that council can waive for certain days.
A potlatch or something like that, if you know.
Okay, well, it's.
So this guy, does this guy go out to public this year, or is this?
No, this is not until 30.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have just one question. So how much difference it should be for the sorted and unsorted for commercial? Now it's $50.
I'd say 100.
Move it to 400.
Yeah.
I don't think that's.
I would say 450.
Okay. Okay.
Who are people dumping in the bush? I told you guys about that in the bush up there. Seven bags they got.
Okay. Try and find out who it was. $10,000 fine.
I'm just saying we don't agree on
Councillor Henson, do you have any final questions about before we open it up?
No, if we could get a copy of the bylaw with the fee schedule, that would be great.
Okay. Do you want to table it until we get the actual schedule?
Yeah, just to have a better look at.
Okay. We'll table this until the next council meeting with the schedules attached so we can refer to that information and hopefully everybody can.
Current piece charges.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I'll just send any thoughts I have
Okay.
on here.
That'll give everybody time to go through it again, just familiarize themselves with what we're actually talking about here. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Amendment will be fine like this, or we have to.
I think if the amendment's just to the fee schedule, I think it's okay, but
If not,
not the actual bylaw.
it depends on how much of the bylaw you're changing. Yeah. Like the main body of the bylaw can't be like all changed up. You have to rescind it after making a new bylaw.
I think the only thing that's changing to the actual bylaw is permitting the use of the scale and the fee schedule. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just adding the name into it. Also, that it exists, I guess.
Which name?
The weigh scale itself. Yeah.
In my opinion, if those are the only changes, it could result in a mere amendment.
You want to confirm that?
Okay.
We're going to have Prince confirm that, Councillor Hanson. Thank you.
That's great. I'd rather him do that. Thank you.
Okay, moving on. Canada Life Benefits. Wow. Kelsey Gamble, Manager of Operation Association of Yukon Communities. She's writing us here. As discussed in our meeting, employees cannot opt out of life or long-term disability coverage. It's a requirement of our plan. They are enrolled in it automatically. Yeah.
So this is Canada Life Benefits. So we confirmed last meeting when we bought it up, like 2 meetings ago. So So we follow with Canada Life and with AYC. So AYC and Canada Life both confirm that no employee can opt out from this. So they have to be part of this Canada Life benefits. And she also confirmed what system we have. We share cost with 50-50 with employee, that no other municipality do 50-50 public, whatever the Canada Life recommend us. It's they only they recommend that employee will be paying long term and short term, as they will get the tax benefits of that one, and municipality will pay the rest, like dental, health, everything. So we need the motion, I guess.
You
So
need a motion on this?
that if we move from 50% to whatever was the recommended by AYC and Canada Life benefits.
Oh, what's that percentage? Okay, well.
25. Employee pays 25 and village 75. It's not the percentage, but it's up to all employees' income size.
Okay,
Yeah,
so
it will.
The motion would be to accept the AYC's recommendations and the Canada
Lives
Life
share
benefit,
cost for the
the recommended percentages based on the value of their wages.
yes.
Okay, here's a question though, because I know it's more expensive for like a single person versus a family. So do we pay cost for the family benefits as well?
I believe that's a separate option when you get benefits
Yes.
to include a spouse or
Or
dependent.
dependents, yes. But do we pay that?
We would, that's a good clarification question. Are we only paying?
That
Are you
if
paying
we're,
on the whole package or are you
yeah, if we're
paying
paying on the,
one person?
yeah. Because I think right now there'd be like maybe three employees that might have
Families.
families.
Enrolled under.
Well, not a, well, I don't know if
We don't
they're,
know.
but yeah,
It's personal
but it, yeah,
information.
it,
It's a good question. I just generally know that that's a added cost, but I don't believe that the employer is paying those fees on that coverage.
think it comes with the Canada Life benefit package.
Yeah, I think.
That we municipality will pay for. That's why it's Canada Life benefits.
Yeah, for the family ordered.
It's all one
Suppose,
cost
yeah.
per good. Motion.
I will make a motion to.
I can send you, I just found a statement like how it's supposed to be. I can send it to Vince and he can
Sure.
whatever.
Okay. Doris, we're just going to pull up some information on the structure of how the benefit package is presented so
Sounds
that we
good.
have.
It's
And we
confusing.
have one family already, so then we know how it's not much different.
Okay.
And again, I just pull it from the records. You wanted to re-agenda it, Vince? Yeah.
No, I don't have to adjust. It can be just all part of this one package.
Okay. Oh, you found this? Okay. I just did the real statement. Yes. Okay. Sorry, just one second. So there's the employees, and there would be the employee cost and employer. Oh, no, I just need to go more. And off. One second. Okay. Yeah, it should be. Okay, for him.
This is just a single individual.
Yes. So this would be now the employee would pay $165 per month, and the village will pay like it's double, kind of double,
Yeah.
not really. Yeah.
Right now,
Yeah.
employee is paying like half of it,
Half.
500. Yes.
So there's.
So you're paying, yeah, the employee pays $338 a month
What's
for
that?
benefits. Like the employee pays this amount now per month.
Okay.
So, but we change it. So this is like the 20, almost 25%, the 165. That's what's supposed to
Okay.
be. I was going to say, I've never seen that before where the person paying more than the employer.
Yeah.
Wow. Quite a little work, yeah.
Yeah, but so the motion
It's
would.
been 4 years.
I'll make a motion that the Village of CarMax covers the extended health and other benefits employer portion of Canada Life.
Suggested.
Okay. Do we have a seconder?
I'll second it.
All in favor? Thank you. That passes.
We didn't hear from Councillor Hanson yet.
I'm in favor of it. Thank you.
Bugged you, Doris.
Okay. Opening the floor for a question period from the gallery.
Can I just say something about
Sorry.
this, about the JBS waste disposal?
Yes, you can.
So I was looking up the regional landfill agreement from 20, that was signed in 2023, because I remember the discussions, and I distinctly remember them saying, no, you will not have to accept waste from any mines. I remember those words exactly. And then it says in the regional agreements are being struck for funding for municipalities to work on waste management and to ensure all residents within each regional boundary have access to a regional waste management system.
Okay, so
And
the
we can, yes, we can choose. I just don't like being told what to do by YG and that, you must accept it.
can I answer
Yes.
your concern about what that looks like? So the mine site has been transferred into maintenance, so it's no longer under the Mining Act as an act of mine, and the mine materials there are considered to be under the maintenance plan of the government of YTG and not the mine. So now it's the garbage. This can be what, however
Controlling
you want it, I
residents.
know, but however you want to determine this, but technically now the waste from the mine site has been changed hands, and now doesn't mean that's not mine waste. But in their statement, it is now considered different commercial maintenance garbage that can be now placed in the regional landfill. That's the answer
Yes.
that we're getting.
Yes. They're getting from them because they need a YG needs a place to put it.
Right.
So YG is telling us, yes, you have to take it under this agreement. So YG is saying, you have to take it because it's our garbage.
It's the
Which
label that they put on the garbage.
I know. And I would like to have a better map to actually show, make sure that mine is in there too. Because just because YG is saying we have to do something, I feel like we're being bullied a little bit without.
They plan on putting that whole mill in this.
Yes, like that's
No,
insane.
no. So the agreement that we came with when they're talking about how much they're going to, and we said no, and I told them no. More than one time, the agreement was is we'd take the 10 trucks at a fee, and that's what we
And
commit to.
we
That's
can have
what the
contracts from anywhere
landfill
we want.
handle and not exceed the life of some of the cell work. That's what we agreed to.
We're not taking the whole mill. We're
We're
taking
not
10
taking,
loads.
all we're taking is these 10 loads that
But the
Ron
thing
has talked about.
is, we didn't agree to it though, because it didn't actually come to a council meeting.
No, but that is part of what they're saying as the regionalization is that we don't really have the say as to
Yeah, but make
where.
sure that we need to make sure that, because they're saying it because they need somewhere to put their stuff.
Well, we're the
It's
land,
like,
as the admin
yes.
saying, what we'll accept is the 10 loads. So that's where that's.
I'm saying question everything YG says because they just need a place to put their stuff and they don't want to pay extra money. And they'll slap us with fines and say, you took contaminated materials.
Well, that's another question
And
that
then it,
Prince is aware of and is checking into.
I
Thank you,
followed up
Prince.
for some of the contamination, and JVS confirmed that they didn't put. If they put, we were there for looking for the contamination. And they were ready to take it all back and do the soil sampling that if it's that particular thing came from the mine site. And I pretty much made sure with TDS that they are taking all the hazardous material to the Whitehorse facility. It's only under, and YG confirmed that it's only under caretaker maintenance, the one that we are receiving. And it is approved through the Yukon government, ESF, and all the like the actual mine site one, the area that is contaminated, that has the separate disposal. For this one, they already had the at mine disposal for this uncontaminated, but then YG said they cannot do it there. They have to do it under the I checked all the whatever interim agreements we have for the regionalization. So in the funding that we get for the regional agreement, it just save 20% industrial and 2% outside the regional residents.
That's what we agreed to. Anything else?
It's just it was the must accept because it's accepting YG's waste. It's YG telling us you must accept it.
But they're paying. They're
Right
paying.
now.
It's not free.
We will
We are being constant.
Yeah.
We are doing okay off this.
We will renegotiate that 20% part. That 20% is like almost more than 100 for us right now at this point for this project.
But not for the whole area.
No.
Right. Yes.
Well, I don't trust anything that's said just because it comes from YG. I still look into everything, go back and look at. Fine tooth comb and pass contracts because I will sneak things through.
Yeah,
Thank
we
you.
spent last few weeks on this one. I have so many meetings with the whoever contacts CJDS.
Okay, we'll open up for a question period. Not seeing any. We'll need a motion to go into an in-camera session about a legal matter.
I'll make that motion.
Council Wheeler. It's 8:17. Thank you. Well, it's one question.
Seconder.
Seconder or in camera?
I'll second
Okay.
Hope I'm not beating your hands, Council Hanson.
Oh, you're doing a great job. Thank you.
You don't need to close that. You don't even need to leave. Did you want to turn the recording off?
The recording should be stopped here.